12, the South African Union of Students is calling for a national shutdown of all public universities. The organization says this call comes after numerous attempts at engaging the Department of Higher Education. So let's find out what their concerns are. We'll be speaking to Lwandile Mtsolo, who is part of the South African Union of Students, and he, of course, will be speaking to us about the kind of concerns that they have and why they've decided to go on this national shutdown. Lwandile, you are the Secretary General of the South African Union of Students. Thank you so much for your time. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you and good afternoon to your listeners.
Why are you calling for a national shutdown of these public universities?
We sent a list of demands to the minister, 15 demands, particularly focusing on registration issues that would be able to assist students not to be able to face the hardships of financial exclusion. Mm. We remember that there are some victories that were won within the university sector in terms of registration process for students that the state teams are poor and deserving. But the implementation process has been flawed, and so we send those 15 demands to be able to assist this registration period to be able to cater for those poor students from poor backgrounds. Mm. But the demand, but the responses that we got from the department, the answer is actually, and as a result, when we sent them to our SRCs, they were widely rejected by the 26 SRC members from across the country. So the union then took a decision to say we would shut down starting from today. But you remember that some universities had been having some hardships in terms of registration process. There were protests that were happening prior the commencement of the national shutdown. For universities, before we even began the national shutdown, we're already embarking on protests.
Mm. How is this shutdown going to impact on the, I suppose, academic program that's expected to start in a week's time or so at these public universities? Because what the minister said last week is that many of the issues that you're raising as the South African Union for Students, many of those issues are already being addressed, but you are not satisfied.
The issue of financial exclusion was something that we had agreed upon as a nation, that we would want to get rid of financial exclusion to the poor and needy in the country. Mm-hmm. But across the country, there are many students who are still facing issues of historical debt. You'd remember that the previous minister Nwabisa Bikando, gave out a 1 billion rand to be able to deal with the issue of historic debt, but debt is currently standing at 9 billion. So there must be some commitment from the department to be able to end historic debt that will be then enable students to be able to register. Mm.
So what do you want to see then? If the department doesn't respond to some of these demands that you have sent to them, what's going to happen? How long do you see this shutdown continuing?
The department has sent back responses. That's that we're not happy with the responses. Yeah. They don't touch on core and critical issues that would be able to assist this registration period of 2020 to be successful. Now, our plan is to be able to negotiate better settlements with the department that would be able to enable more and more students coming from poor and working class backgrounds to be able to register and attain an education. The state has declared education to be free and compulsory to the poor and working class. Now, it can't be the state that then draws policies that are reactionary towards this cause and trajectory that the nation has taken. Mm. So we want to enable the department to be able to fulfill its mandate that it has set out to say that if the state deemed you to a means test of NSS that you are poor, the state must then be able to avail resources and policies that would enable you to finish your studies. That is the aim of the South African Union of Students.
And as it stands right now, Lwandile, are pupils not allowed to register? Because my understanding was that NSFAS had clarified that, you know, people who qualify for this school funding model, they can actually go and apply at institutions and NSFAS can pay that registration fee. Is it not the case at all the universities?
The case is that you need to understand NSFAS entirely and the people that are under NSFAS. People who benefit mainly from NSFAS are people from poor backgrounds, and that has been the case over years. But the system of NSFAS has not been flawed. It has not been flawed for many instances. For example, NFAS is a failing institution. It's under administration. There is no board. There is an administrator that must take it out of the issues that it has. Now, if you take all those and all the historical debt that has been accumulated by students over the previous years, who are still continuing with their education, mainly some in their third years, some have even wanted to further their education system by registering for postgraduate studies, but cannot because they have debt from the previous years.
Mm.
That they must settle with the universities, then they would be then allowed to continue.
Yeah.
As long as you have not settled the issue of historical debt, it means that there are some students who are still entrapped who are still entrapped by having owning their universities and therefore prevented from registering.
Yeah, I want to ask you lastly: how many institutions have responded in terms of the leadership of the South African Union of Students? How many institutions have confirmed that they'll be taking part in this national shutdown?
Well, our national executive committee is 21 MC members, together with 26 presidents and secretary generals. And we have met the previous, our meeting was attended by 24 institutions. And currently on the shutdown, there's various cases in the Eastern Cape. Forte is planning to go in a shutdown. Okay, the University of KwaZulu-Natal and KZN is already shut down. UNISA has shut down. University of Free State has shut down. There are numerous other universities who are currently embarking on a protest. TNT has been on a protest since Friday. So there are many universities that are on the protest. University of Venda, for example, is shut down.
All right.
And many others are beginning to mobilize themselves.
All right, Landile, thank you so much for chatting to us. Landile Mtsolo is the Secretary General for the South African Union of Students.